In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The individual who the Michigan Attorney General's office believes murdered 16-year-old Eric McGinnis on May 17, 1991 in St. Joseph has been named. The Attorney General's office says the main suspect who is believed to have committed this murder is Curtis Pitts. It says several youths were seen chasing McGinnis the night that he disappeared. A witness said they saw some of them, including Pitts, pursue McGinnis onto the South Pier. It's alleged that Pitts kicked McGinnis while on the pier, causing McGinnis to fall into the water. Three teens were later seen to be soaking wet, and Pitts told another witness they had gone into the water in an attempt to fish McGinnis out. Pitts allegedly threatened some of the witnesses. Pitts committed suicide in 2003 and therefore cannot be charged. The death of Eric McGinnis was initially determined to be accidental. The investigation was reopened last year when a new witness came forward to media. The Attorney General says Tuesday the death was a murder. As the shutdown date for the Palisades nuclear power plant in Van Buren County nears, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is seeking federal funds to keep it open. She sent a letter this week to the U.S. Department of Energy seeking funds from the Civil Nuclear Credit Program, which was established with the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act. The fund is aimed at keeping zero-emissions nuclear power plants headed for closure open. Whitmer writes that Palisades is currently in the process of being shut down due to financial distress and is scheduled to cease operations on May 31st. She notes that the latest guidance from the Civil Nuclear Credit Program allows for quick allocation of funds for plants close to being shut down. Whitmer's letter says Palisades employs about 600 people and generates $363 million in annual economic development, and keeping the plant open is a top priority. She urged the department to allocate funds to create a new path forward to save Palisades. Meanwhile, Palisades plant owner Entergy isn't showing much interest in keeping the plant open, despite Governor Whitmer's request this week for federal funds to continue operations. Entergy says it's been prepared for the plant's closure since 2017 and is on track to relocate more than 130 employees when it shuts down next month. It says it's entertaining offers from qualified companies to buy Palisades, but has received no proposals that would keep the plant operating. Plus, Entergy says the plant has not ordered fuel to operate beyond May 31st. A 53-year-old Wisconsin man is being treated at Spectrum Health Lakeland for gunshot wound to his right thigh. Benton Township police have arrested a 52-year-old Wisconsin woman for allegedly shooting him during an argument on Tuesday in the 1300 block of Monroe. The loaded gun was found on the porch of the home. He said she found the gun inside the home during their disagreement and fired several shots. She's being held at the Berrien County Jail. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.